This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's been a wave of brief internet outages around the world this morning. Dozens of financial institutions, airlines, and other companies had problems with their websites and apps. Some U.S. airlines had disruptions. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange says it had technical issues, but its websites are now back to normal, it says. Services have mostly been restored, we're hearing. No word yet on what may have caused this. President Biden's back in Washington after his brief meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Both President Biden and Vladimir Putin say their Geneva summit was positive and straightforward. The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
June 19th will now be a federal holiday. The Senate and now the House have passed the bill and sent it to President Biden, who's expected to sign it into law. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The House voted overwhelmingly, 415-14, to make Juneteenth a new federal holiday. Some Republicans opposed the legislation, including Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale, who called it an effort to celebrate, quote, identity politics. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved Americans learned they were free, June 19, 1865, in Galveston, Texas.
That brutal heat wave in the West is spreading to the central part of the nation now, says the Weather Service. This is AP News. The NFL is loosening many COVID restrictions for players who are vaccinated. Here's our Ed Donahue with the latest on this story.
The league and the NFL Players Association are encouraging players to get vaccinated. A memo sent to teams says for players who get their shots, it's almost back to business as usual. For the unvaccinated, players must be tested daily, wear a mask, and practice social distancing. They also won't be allowed to eat meals with teammates and cannot leave the team hotel or interact with people outside the team while traveling. Several players say they are worried about getting vaccinated. The new protocols give them more incentive to get it. Players can be fined up to $50,000 for violating protocols. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CDC says the Delta variant of the coronavirus has increased from under 3% of all cases to almost 10%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.